ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So read a little from Bhagavad Gita as it is, from chapter 18, text number 46. I'll read the Sanskrit slowly, the best I can. English translation and purport. Ita pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idantatam swakarmanam tam abhyarcha Siddhyam Vindadati Manava. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, a man can attain perfection through performing his own work. Purport by His Divine Grace, the Prabhupada Ki Jai. As stated in the 15th chapter, all living beings are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Supreme Lord is the beginning of all living entities. As confirmed in the Vedanta Sutta, Janma Jasya Jataha. The Supreme Lord is therefore the beginning of life of every living entity. And as stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord has two energies, His external energy and internal energy, is all-pervading. Therefore, one should worship the Supreme Lord with His energies. Gradually, the Vaishnava devotee worships the Supreme Lord with His internal energy. His external energy is a perverted reflection of the internal energy. The external energy is a background, but the Supreme Lord, by the expansion of His plenary portion, His Paramatma, is situated everywhere. He is the Supersoul of all demigods, all human beings, all animals, everywhere. One should therefore know that as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one has his duty to render service unto the Supreme Lord. Everyone should be engaged in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. That is recommended in this verse. Everyone should think that he is engaged in a particular type of occupation by Hrishikesh, the master of the senses, and by the result of the work in which he is engaged, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, should be worshipped. If one thinks always in this way, in full Krishna consciousness, then by the grace of the Lord, he becomes fully aware of everything. That is the perfection of life. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 12:7, Tesham Aham Samudarta. Supreme Lord Himself takes charge of delivering such a devotee. That is the highest perfection of life. Whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Lord, Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya. Om Ajñāna Tamarandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Manitam Jena Tasmai Śrī Gurave Namaha. We're born in the darkness of ignorance. Our spiritual master is opening the heart with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, we offer respectful and humble obeisances at His lotus feet. This verse comes after Krishna gives a description of the different occupations according to one's nature. And he says here that by worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings, and who is all-pervading, man can attain perfection through performing his work. So, as stated in the seventh chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has two basic energies, the internal or the external and the internal energy, and these energies are all pervasive. One is existing either in either of these two energies, the internal energy, the spiritual world, or the external energy, this material world. Therefore, it's described that generally Vaishnavas, devotees, worship the Supreme Lord with his internal energy. Within the internal energy of the Lord, actually everything is coming from that. And it's described in the purport here that everyone should think that he is being engaged in a particular type of service or a particular type of occupation by the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Master of the senses, Rishikesh. That somehow, due to my activities in a previous life, I've been rewarded with this particular body in this life. And this body is governed by different modes of nature. And according to those modes of material nature, one has a prescribed occupational duty that correlates to that nature. As Srila Prabhupada says here, and by the result of work in which one is engaged, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, should be worshipped. It doesn't say that if you're a Brahmin, then you should worship, or if you're this, you should worship, or that. He says, according to your work, your situation, you should engage, the results of work should be engaged in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And doing so, one should worship the Supreme Lord. Now, if one thinks in this way, as Srila Prabhupada says here, in full Krishna consciousness, then by the grace of the Lord, he becomes aware of everything. This is a pretty amazing statement, to be aware of everything. As stated in the 15th chapter, Yomam Evam Asang Mudo Gyanati Purushottama, that one who knows Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt is to be considered the knower of everything. And because he knows everything, then he engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Now there is a nice verse in the 12th chapter that describes Tesham Aham Samudarta, that the Supreme Lord takes charge of delivering such a devotee. What type of devotee is that? The one that is fully aware of Krishna in every aspect of their existence. They see Krishna within everything, and everything within Krishna. They are never lost to Krishna, nor is Krishna ever lost to them. And as Srila Prabhupada says here, that the Supreme Lord takes charge for someone who has surrendered their life to the service of the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord takes charge of that person's life. We understand that this life is temporary, and the Supreme Lord kindly, even at the end, for those who have engaged in the loving service of the Lord takes charge and allows that devotee in that difficult situation to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the highest perfection of life. There are many in this world who have different ideas of what the perfection of life is. We all know that there are different material situations in this world where one can become enamored and bewildered and think that if I just get this, then I'll be happy. And if I get that, I'll be happy. And that will be my perfection. I remember one time I went to a businessman's office, and above his desk, he had a picture of a big, long stretch limousine. And I said, "What's that?" And he says, "That is the goal of my life." I said, "Really?" He says, "Yes. I will work hard. I will get a limousine. I will have a driver. I will sit in the back of the car. I will talk on my mobile phone." And that's when mobile phones were about as big as that mridanga. "And I will do more business and I will make more money. This is the perfection of my existence." But we have a different idea of what the perfection of our existence is. And that is, in whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection. In whatever occupation. Now we have Mother Guru Bhakti, doctor, engaged in her activities of needling people. She always says, "Maharaj, it's time to needle you a little bit more." So we have Krishna conscious doctor that, on the order of her guru, she's performing medical activities. That is the perfection of life. To follow the order of the spiritual master and at the same time not to forget Krishna. I remember there was one medical student, another medical student, saying, "This is so much work, being a medical student. I wish I could just go to the temple and do the artik and worship the Lord and be peaceful." And I said, "If that is not your occupational duty, then you'll sit on the altar and you will sing, 'Oh Lord, won't you buy me a new Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches.'" Anyway, I won't sing the whole song. You may sit, be in the wrong position, and you will sit and think of something other than Krishna. But if you're engaged according to your occupational duty and do that occupational duty in relationship to the Supreme Lord, and in whatever occupation, whether one be a doctor or one be the construction person who made the office, or one be the manager, who managed the construction of the office, or the person who made the glass that was put on the office, or whatever you may do as an occupation, then you dedicate that to the service of the Supreme Lord. In the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is a nice verse. Prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasya ahankara vibhunatma kartaham iti manyate. That in those who are bewildered by material nature, they think themselves to be the doer of activities which are simply being carried out by the modes of material nature. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two people working side by side in a factory or a business. And one is Krishna conscious and the other is in material consciousness. And although they may be doing the exact same thing, he says there's a gulf of difference between these two. Because one is simply working for material sense gratification. For the result, he'll get some fruits. And with those fruits, he will try to enjoy the objects of the senses within this material world. Whereas the devotee is working and is thinking, has nothing to do with the factory, has nothing to do with the workers of the factory, is not associated with the factory, and at the end gives the results of his activities to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, the living that person is actually acting transcendentally. That is a form of devotional service. And as Srila Prabhupada explains here, it is the highest perfection. There's one, I'll just end, one nice statement by Srila Prabhupada in the 8th chapter. I should have marked it down when I was sitting here. Oh, I don't know what one it is when I get there. Therefore, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of life. By chanting Krishna's name, one will be transferred to the supreme planet Krishna Loka without a doubt. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives, we will have the same bodily constitution of Krishna. So these are the benefits of this Krishna consciousness life. That we gain this full benefit, that simply we don't have to give anything up, in a sense. We just engage it all in the service of Krishna. Just we have to engage whatever we do in the service of Krishna. And by so doing, we automatically become Krishna conscious. We can see Krishna within everything. It's just a matter of being trained. And as we were describing, Maharaj was describing last night, that training is done by the guru. He trains the disciple in the art of understanding their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very simple thing. Krishna consciousness. Very simple for those who make it simple, and very complicated for those who make it complicated. We can complicate it in so many ways. We don't have to. Everybody knows what we can do. But to simplify it every day, simply chanting the holy names, honoring prasadam, and doing our occupational duty while remembering Krishna. So, I would say that Mother Guru Bhakti is a fine example of that, and we can all take her as an example. Now she's turning red. So I won't say more, but everybody knows what a fine example she set, and we thank her for that, because I don't have a job to teach you that way. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.